You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, the Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
For the Get Action, the segment where we talk to people campaigning for a fairer future, I spoke to Common Grace Aotearoa co-director Kate Day, who is calling on the Electricity Authority to better protect families struggling with high power prices. Here is that interview. Well, first of all, can you tell our listeners a bit about your campaign for the Electricity Authority to better protect families who are struggling with high power prices?
Yeah, so I'm part of a campaign called Everyone Connected, which is run by a coalition of organisations that all agree that it shouldn't be a privilege to have power. Because in New Zealand, it's actually there are a lot of barriers for families, particularly households on low incomes, to keep the electricity turned on, which has huge risks. I guess that people are disconnected from power, they can't use heating and that kind of thing. So the real issue of equity and justice, and just a basic essential service that everyone in New Zealand should have access to. So we are calling on the Electricity Authority, who sets the rules for electricity companies, to put more protections in place for households that are at risk of disconnection. And so one area has been calling for binding rules about how companies protect consumers. And so that was an area that we saw progress on last week, with the Electricity Authority announcing that they are going to make binding rules for power companies about how they protect consumers. So that's a real step forward.
And what motivated you to want to start this campaign?
Electricity prices were something that had concerned me for a while, but when I looked at the electricity system, it is quite complicated and there's quite a lot of areas that need to change to make things fairer. We decided to focus on some relatively small changes that would have, real kind of tangible benefits for people. And so having actual rules that companies are required to follow and how they treat people, so that's things like not disconnecting people who are medically dependent on electricity, making sure that they communicate with people before they disconnect them, taking steps to prevent customers getting further into debt, and ensuring fees are reasonable and that customers are on the right plan. Those kind of things we think should be binding rules. And so that's kind of like a small step to make things fairer and to give people recourse if companies don't follow those rules. So the change that's announced last week is that as of 1st of January next year, there will be binding rules and hopefully also penalties so that if a company's not protecting consumers properly, consumers will have some recourse.
Obviously, you must be pleased with this latest development, but what further measures could the Electricity Authority take to avoid causing unfair hardship?
We'd like to see the Electricity Authority also ban disconnection fees. So these are fees that households are charged when they can't afford to pay for power and they get cut off or disconnected. In many cases, they have to pay a fee to the company on top of that, and sometimes also a reconnection fee. And we just think that's fundamentally unfair that, people have already proven they can't pay a hit with a further fee. And we've also heard that in some cases it means people sit without power for longer because they're trying to get not only the money together to pay for the bill that might be outstanding, but also the disconnection and reconnection fee on top of that. So, we think those fees should be banned, and we're asking the Electricity Authority to do that.
For those who might not know, can you tell our listeners about what the Electricity Authority is and what powers they have?
The Electricity Authority is an independent crown entity, I think is the term. So it's not run by politicians, but it's a body that sets the rules for electricity retailers about all sorts of things, including how they deal with consumers, but also about how they set their prices and how they, hopefully trying to create a competitive market that works. as of last year, they also have a explicit mandate to be acting in the interests of domestic consumers, which means households. So that's kind of a new clarifying point that the Electricity Authority really does need to be monitoring the electricity sector so that it is working for ordinary people.
And how can people find out more about your campaign or support your campaign if they're interested?
We've got a website for the campaign, which is everyoneconnectednz.com. And so they can go there and get in touch with us, and they can also see our petition there. So we've got a petition that's live calling for several things, and signing up to that petition has your voice, but also means that you'll hear updates about the campaign. So that was the website everyoneconnectednz.com.
That was Common Grace Aotearoa co-director Kate Day on their calls to ban electricity and disconnection and reconnection fees and reduce hardship on those dependent on electricity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.